Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The dividing line in America is no longer between right or left. The choice is between normal or crazy. It's time for a new generation of Republican leadership.
Following President Joe Biden's State of the Union address, Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders gave a combative rebuttal on behalf of the Republican Party. Calling the president unfit to be commander-in-chief, she criticized the Biden administration's handling of the economy, immigration, crime, and foreign policy. President Biden traveled to Madison, Wisconsin Wednesday to rally supporters, some political observers noting the language of the State of the Union, which repeated the phrase, "finish the job," predict he will run for a second term. Biden spoke at a union training center to highlight the implementation of the American Rescue Plan, the infrastructure law, and his plans for adding more middle-class jobs to bolster the economy.
We're building an economy where no one's going to be left behind. My economic plan is about investing in places, people that have been forgotten.
Former Twitter executives testified and defended the company's decision to limit distribution of a 2020 report related to Hunter Biden's laptop. The hearing was an opportunity for Republicans on the House Oversight Committee to address concerns over alleged censorship. Former Twitter Deputy General Counsel Jim Baker dismissed conspiracy theories and defended his handling of the situation.
I'm aware of no unlawful collusion with or direction from any government agency or political campaign on how Twitter should have handled the Hunter Biden laptop situation.
Some Republicans believe tech companies like Twitter have colluded with the federal government, while some Democrats like California Representative Katie Porter say this is the latest attempt by Republicans to question and relitigate the outcomes of the 2020 election.
We have been going back and forth about this supposed suppression of a single news story from a single outlet for a single day.
President Biden's cabinet is expected to soon have a new opening, and some Asian American members of Congress are ready to push for who they think should take the job. They're getting behind Deputy Secretary of Labor Julie Hsu to replace outgoing Secretary of Labor Marty Walsh. It would be Hsu's second attempt vying for the position. Finally, on Wednesday, the House voted to end the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's rule, which requires foreign travelers entering the U.S. be vaccinated for COVID-19. It comes the same day as public health officials like Dr. Rochelle Walensky from the CDC testified on the pandemic response since the onset of COVID-19.
Entering the fourth year of our activated response to COVID-19, we are moving faster than ever to deliver information to the public.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our ATRUST indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.